Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from Beaver Parish Church.
Thanks, Ruth. Thanks, Paul. Now, we come to our first letter. Great big envelope here. And it's from our very own Helen Long, famous alto in the choir at Beaver Parish and living out in the suburbs of Carriduff. And Helen has sent us a letter, and rather than me get this out and read it to you, what I'm going to do is let Helen introduce it herself and tell us what is in here. So over to you, Helen. Thank you.
My post-lockdown reflections. I'm reading from part of Psalm 137, and then I'm reading all of Psalm 133. Psalm 137. By the waters of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows, there we hung our lyres, for there our captors required of us songs, and our tormentors mirth, saying, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? And Psalm 133. Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down upon the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. I just thought in Psalm 137, the children of Israel are full of sorrow because they have been forcibly exiled to a strange land. I feel that in many ways, we were in a similar strange land called coronavirus. All the familiar things had gone or changed beyond recognition. Psalm 133 rejoices in the happiness of fellowship together, something we all need and missed during lockdown. Lockdown. What a shock to the system. And a shock to our collective vocabulary as well. COVID-19 spawned a whole raft of new words or familiar words used in strange new ways. Panic buying, hand washing, hand sanitizing, quarantine, self-isolation, social distancing, shielding, homeschooling, face masks, furlough, the NHS, essential workers, rainbows, the R number. Because I'm going through cancer treatment, I'm at increased risk of complications from the virus. So when I received the shielding letter, my first depressing thought was that I wasn't being allowed outside my own home at all. And now there wasn't even any football to watch either. However, I soon realised that not only could I still work in my garden, but I was jolly well going to continue taking my dogs for their morning walk. Praise God for both these blessings. The regular outing with Ted and Ginger benefited me in a variety of ways, the most significant being the regular exercise in the fresh air. Coming as it did during springtime, lockdown afforded much to admire in the world of nature during those 3 months of walks in my local area. I started taking photos of the beautiful flowers and shrubs, then posting them on Facebook to give encouragement to others, as well as tulips from my own garden. There were azaleas and rhododendrons, and some lovely cherry blossoms too. There was even much beauty in the perfect sphere of a dandelion clock, and a little clump of yellow Welsh poppies miraculously blooming on the pavement behind a lamp post. Then there was the magnificence of birdsong, at its brightest and best throughout this season. I heard blackbirds, thrushes, robins and wrens loudly proclaiming their presence from rooftops, chimney pots and the tops of tall trees. Later, the summer migrants flew in from Africa, and I had the joy of watching baby house martins high up in their nests being fed by their dedicated parents. And did I mention the family of buzzards wheeling high above? So there were plenty of positive vibes for me from the natural world. Meanwhile, what about the world of humans? I saw and personally experienced much goodwill from other people. Because of shielding, I could not go into any shops. And this was where my long-established online ordering from Sainsbury's came into its own. They quickly made special delivery slots available to over 70s, so I never really had a problem. And I always made sure to express my thanks personally to the drivers. For other things, such as the weekend papers, I relied on the willingness and kindness of neighbours Jeff and Julie. Jeff also cut my lawn and washed and shone my car, even going as far as to paint the tyres. Several other neighbours helped in different ways too. Then there was Thankful Thursday. I found the Thursday Clap for Essential Workers a great social bonding experience. We clapped and rattled saucepans, then had a lovely distanced chat about anything and everything. Living on my own, I found this very therapeutic. But there was more. On Saturday evenings, a radio DJ who lives nearby started holding an impromptu street disco for the locals. He set up his microphone and speaker on his front lawn and played popular music for over an hour. Here was someone voluntarily doing his bit for his local community. The adults stood, or sat, at a distance, some with their glasses of wine, and chatted, while the children sped up and down the road on their bicycles of all shapes and sizes. The star of the show was 94-year-old Lola, who danced flamenco to the beat and clacked her castanets. Here at home, my challenge was to keep up the momentum of creativity. The results were lots of seedlings to plant and give away, painting the shed, various sewing projects, lockdown poems, and more baking than I would ever normally do. The Beaver Sunday online services and WhatsApp choir and ladies huddle groups were all crucial to keeping me in touch with my Beaver family and giving me essential spiritual support. Just connecting with other people, seeing some familiar faces, and singing a few favourite hymns all helped to keep us linked together. The daily candle was such an inspired idea, so simple, yet so profound, and it gave us wonderful insights into aspects of fellow worshippers' lives that we never knew about. Not to mention Chris and Susan's intrepid European campervan exploits. Now, my own big hope for the other side of lockdown is to have physical contact with other people restored. By nature a tactile person, I have really felt the absence of hugs, and even just being close to my great niece and great nephew. I will not take these things for granted in future. My two dogs have been wonderful, but I never before realised how essential our friends and relatives are to our emotional well-being. The simple joy of chatting and laughing with other people must never be taken for granted again. Not to mention, of course, watching my football team on TV being cheered on by their fans, something I hope to enjoy even more next season. During lockdown, so many new caring networks have been set up. I hope the spirit of these can still be maintained to create a more compassionate society. I hope the government will pour more resources into our amazing NHS so that our overworked health professionals can do their job with the time and resources they desperately need. And all those other previously undervalued key workers who manfully kept the show on the road must be given the proper recognition and respect that they deserve. Perhaps that would be a foundation stone for building the brave new world that could be our legacy to future generations.
Thank you for listening. To hear previous weeks and for more information, go to beaverparish.co.uk/sermons.